G'day and welcome to another midweek podcast in our What About series in 2017. Today we're going to be talking about science. What about science? And this is based on the message last weekend where we talked about this topic and explored what should our approach to science be as Christians. We talked about how if what we believe about God is true and what we know about science is true, then in reality there can actually be no conflict. Because if God is true, if he is eternal and outside time, if he's our creator and sustainer, if he is the God of the universe, then he created science. He knows all about it. He set it all in motion and he understands it. And so if that is true about God, then there actually is no conflict between God and science. But there definitely is a conflict out in the public in the story that's told from some parts of science or from the scientific community. And we shared a couple of quotes in a conversation on Sunday around how a lot of this conflict is just in the public sphere, in the media, online, in general conversations, but really isn't in the scientific world. And so for genuine scientists and those who are professional scientists, there really doesn't seem to be that much of a clash. And there are plenty of scientists in all areas, in all disciplines of science who are also very strong believers and followers of Jesus. So the clash doesn't need to be there between God and science. And you can have a listen to that message to hear all the different things we talked about there. But what we really did emphasize is that our essential as Christians, the thing that we are really committed to, the thing that we will argue over, and the thing that we will strive to help other people understand and accept, is that God is our creator and our sustainer. That without God, the universe would not exist, would not have been created, would not have a starting point. And also without God, the universe would not continue to exist. It would not be so finely tuned and perfect for human life. That God is our creator and sustainer. But we also talked about how there are a bit of a variety of views, even within Christianity, who hold to that essential of God as creator and sustainer, but have different points of view on some of the non-essentials of the how and when that God created everything. And when I say non-essential, I don't mean non-important. I just mean that as Christians, we don't have to agree on the how and the when of how and when God created everything. But what we do agree on is that God was the initiator, the creator, and the sustainer. And so we didn't go into too many specifics on the weekend in talking about this, but just to say that there are plenty of scientists who represent each of the views that Christians hold. There are plenty of biblical scholars and godly Christian people who can understand their point of view from the Bible, from the text, from the ancient languages, and understand it from a scientific point of view. But really, for us as Christians, our conversation can be around the how and the when, but it shouldn't be our priority. It shouldn't be the thing that divides us, and especially as we share our faith with others and we're involved in conversations with people who don't accept the reality of God, our priority should be explaining and trying to persuade them and share with them of our point of view that God is there, he is real, he's our creator and our sustainer. But often we get caught up in some of the how and the when a little bit too much. So we had one main question that came in this week, which was excellent. Someone asked, how do we answer the claims that the science of evolution precludes creation? Specifically, in school, how do our kids deal with the presentation by teachers of evolution as fact rather than theory? That's a really great question. And a lot of that goes to the heart of parenting and how each family parents their children and the things that you want to impart to your kids, not just in what they know, but in the attitudes that they have to their faith, to their teachers, to all of that. But I think what we talked about on the weekend, which is helpful here, is to help our kids understand that there doesn't have to be a clash between science and God. That's a story that's told in our schools, unfortunately, but that doesn't have to be the reality. And so maybe one of the best things we can arm our kids with is understanding some of the scientists who are at the top of their scientific fields who share our belief in God, Christian scientists, and arming them with that sense of trust that there are very, very capable scientists who also can accept God. I think that will be helpful for our kids as they go to school and hear different things to know I'm not alone in this. It's not me versus the entire world. My teacher might not have this point of view. My friends might not have this point of view, but I'm not alone in this. There are people that they would respect and listen to who can explain better than I can about what I believe. That can be helpful to downplay that clash which is in our schools and help our kids have some strength and positive peer pressure, even from those they might read about or hear about online through YouTube videos or books or articles or whatever. I think that's really helpful. The other thing, I guess, as parents is figuring out how do we want to talk with our kids about the how and the when of creation? Do we want to go really hard towards a particular point of view? And really, the three main views are young earth creation, that God created the universe in six literal 24-hour days less than 10,000 years ago. That would be the young earth creation view. The old earth creation view is that God created the universe during a long history of nature, probably billions of years, and that involves some miracles and some natural events that God guided. And then there are a group of people that you could call evolutionary creationists. They believe that God created the universe in such a way that everything would evolve as he guided it through natural processes. And I understand that you, as you hear this, probably hold one of those views, and you may hold it strongly and discard the other views. That's okay. But just remember that our essential, the thing that people from these three groups and points of view hold to, is that God is our creator and our sustainer. But the different groups believe that he did it in a different way and in over a different period of time. They believe that from the Bible, and they believe that from science. And so if for you and your family, one of those points of views is really important to you, then you can help your kids have a scientific and a biblical backing to that. And I'll provide you to a website for each of those points of views, which has links to all sorts of other articles, which can provide you with some scientific information and some biblical understanding in each of those views. But like I said before, and I preface this by saying I'm a young parent. My kids are only in early primary school, and so I don't want to speak beyond my experience. But I think it's really helpful for us to not set our kids up for a clash that doesn't need to be there between God versus science, but help them to have an appreciation for science, maybe a grace in the classroom, and help them be discerning at home. Be the first voice they hear about science, teaching them how God created science and he loves it and science gives glory to him. And then as they hear about other things in school or other points of view, it's coming through that framework that the clash doesn't need to be there. I really hope that's helpful for you, and I hope this whole series has been helpful for you. This coming weekend, we're going to talk about the question, what about suffering? Why do bad things happen? Where is God when we are suffering and when bad things happen? And how should we respond to suffering in our own life or in the lives of the people around us? Hope you have a great week.